Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Alrighty. Every Monday at this time, or thereabouts, we do our segment Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fiumara, who has caused quite a stir on the internet over the last few weeks. We broke this story a week ago today and played the audio of the video, which was a little tough to hear on the radio, but you probably read the story. In fact, it was on the front page of the Press Democrat on Saturday, right at the bottom of the fold. Santa Rosa lawyer's racy video draws attention. Great photo by John Burgess of Michael holding the doll. It is a, quote, risque doll. Before we get into how this went viral, et cetera, and again, I watched the entire show at midnight, which followed the Colbert Report, and now we'll follow the new Larry Wilmore show that debuts tonight with Chris Hardwick, who's been on this show many times. I recorded every night, and so when I got back from Los Angeles, I watched the entire show with Sarah Silverman and everything that they all said following the viewing of your video. And it was pretty funny. But first off, explain to everyone, and we'll get in because we're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break, but explain to everyone how the video came about, because it was on your website.
It was on our website, and somebody put it on their server, another attorney, and moralistic Southern California in Orange County, and then it all of a sudden went viral, and I didn't do it. It just went on our YouTube. That was about it. But this potty mouth, naughty speaking, or very potty mouth gal is not something uncommon when we have to represent people on the street or off the street.
It's like the old Chatty Cathy doll that I remember my older sister had when we were growing up in the 60s, 50s, and 60s, where you pull the string and she says certain things.
Right.
This one says risque things.
Yeah, and they say it's
and you got it for a present as a joke to somebody.
Yeah,
right?
As a joke, it was a gag gift. But you know, they called it a raunchy doll. I think the Press Democrat mischaracterized it. I think they used their own morality in regard to this parody, fun, humor, and I also have here with me the videographer who's responsible for this, and that's Kaya Kramer.
So, hi, Kaya.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me.
We talked to you on the phone last week, but it's great to meet you in person.
Absolutely.
So you did the video. You were the videographer on this thing, which you, Michael, were. It was just one of the things, videos on your website to
exactly
explain some of the things you do as an attorney.
Well, this one, no. This one was more like, it's 3.5 hours or 4 hours of working on just the drone-like attorney videos, free speech videos that they all do. And I decided to add a little humor and have a little bit of a different approach. And Kaya laughed so hard along with, wasn't it Edgar?
Yeah.
They laughed so hard. They were like my audience, and I got a feel from them that it was genuine laughter, and I was laughing too, even though I was in a really sour mood after spending 4 hours just listening to one case after another and spitting out more and more black letter law. So I think it was a good break in the action, but I didn't expect this reaction.
Well, it's fascinating that it was discovered by somebody, and then it has gone viral internationally. The show At Midnight, which, believe it or not, runs at midnight on Comedy Central. They did a bit on it. They showed it. They were... he was somewhat like, can you out-crazy this attorney?
Right.
And that's what he asked Sarah Silverman in the panel. And they tried to. It wasn't that funny, but...
Right.
But that was the gist. That's the way the show set it up. Now, you've been getting a lot of negative and a lot of positive.
Yeah, I got Fox News, that nice station, to actually, they actually called me today, and we did a Skype, and that's going to appear tomorrow about 3 o'clock. And they were much more like, wow, this is funny, and you really are serious about your clients, and you really push the envelope. We like you. In fact, one of the gals said she wanted to hire me. I said, I have to be careful. I don't want you to, I don't want to solicit you. You'll have to call my office and make an appointment. And we kind of cracked up about it. But actually, it was more humorous and more tongue-in-cheek with them at Fox. I was surprised. I thought they were going to be condemning and...
Yeah, you'd think Fox News would be more hardcore against it than MSNBC or CNN.
Right. But there was one comment I got that really sums it up. It's from Kirsten Northroot. She said, everyone has their panties in a knot about this. Crazy, she says. I thought it was funny. In fact, several years ago when we used your services, Mr. Fumara, regarding a serious issue with my child's school, and then in parentheses, which you immediately rectified, I had found you by, quote, Googling attorneys with press coverage. Reason being is that I knew the school wouldn't want to be involved with a legal process with an attorney who doesn't mind being in the public eye and pushing what is right for clients. And that's the issue, pushing the envelope, pushing the buttons, getting the clients the very best results. That's how I've always been. That's how I practice law. That's why we're successful. Others aren't. That's too bad.
Would you say, and this may be hard to pinpoint, but would you say percentage-wise there was more positive than negative?
I think there was more actively the silent majority were people that found it to be funny and didn't say it was funny. So the creeps and moralists, and I'll call them the prudes, were the ones who were all up in arms.
Well, they usually are the ones that right. will make the statements.
As hypocrites, too, usually.
Fascinating stuff. All right. We're going to we actually have the doll with us in question. We're going to take our bottom of the hour news break, and then we'll be back with the attorney Michael Fumara and Justice Gone Wild on The Drive.
You're listening to a Sonoma County original, The Drive with Steve Jackson on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
All right. It is Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fumara. We do it every Monday in the 5 o'clock hour. We've been talking about this video that he did, put it on his website. It went viral recently. It was on Comedy Central. The Press Democrat did a whole article on it. It is internationally viral. And again, I want for people just joining us, explain briefly why you did it and what the video is all about.
It's humor, number one. It's
definitely that.
It's a parody talking about a serious situation that you make a little bit of fun of, and it's the satire goes along with what the free speech movement always has taught me to do, and that is make something a little bit more interesting.
Well, I mean, basically, we were working for like 3-4 hours straight. I had you like under all the hot lights, had you reading off the teleprompter. It was
just
like,
for this particular
video? No, not for
he
this.
Was doing a bunch of
yeah,
stuff.
We were doing a whole bunch of like legal advice type videos for
boring.
For you know the boring stuff, and we're right. like, and then he's like, oh Kaya, I got to show you this gift I got.
And Kaya is the videographer, and we'll talk more about her company, and now she is officially the official videographer of The Drive, if we Whoa. Ever need one, I don't know, which we will. Okay, so you put it up there. Somehow it got grabbed and went viral on YouTube. Take me through the reactions and how they came in and how, after you were on last Monday, the Press Democrat got a hold of you and...
Well, first of all, I forgot to say that one of the main reasons for the video was the fact that our law firm has never discriminated against anybody. When I first came to the county in 1992, there was a lot more discrimination overtly.
No, you've been a champion big time.
Absolutely, and I'm going to continue to be. I just wanted to show and prove to people that that's what we're doing. We don't discriminate. It doesn't matter if someone comes into our office who looks transgender, is transgender, gay, lesbian, a poor, stinky, crazy, yelling, screaming. You know, they're ready to go to NAMI, which is the National Association of Mental Illness. Whatever, we always treat people with
Thank
dignity.
Thank you for not looking at me when you said stinky.
I moved away, didn't I? But in any event, I just brought that issue up. No one ever caught that. They just want to catch, oh, it looks so bad. Well, you know what? It's in the eye of the beholder. And if they think that, then look in a mirror and take a good look at yourself. This was meant to be humorous, fun, and light. And if people are upset about it, then avert your eyes. Remember, there is a Supreme Court decision where it said F the draft. I can't use the word, but what the Supreme
you can
say
Court
draft. Said. Draft, but it was the word F word. The draft and the Supreme Court, thank God for for Supreme Court Brennan, who was from New Jersey, said avert your eyes. You don't have to watch the video. Thank you.
Mike, we should replay the video. We did it last week. It's a little tough to hear, but you ready to do that? Well, let's play the doll first. The doll says things. It's one of those things where you pull the string and the doll says different stuff. And a lot of it we can't air. And the stuff that we couldn't air was not also not on the Fumara video either. So But we recorded the doll saying a few things before the segment. Okay, first let's play the video. Well, I can't. whatever's easier for you, play something. I don't know.
She has a breathy voice, like Marilyn Monroe.
The doll or the video? It's up to you. All right, hold on. He's finding the comment. This is the video, that part of the video that was online and that Comedy Central played and that has gone viral on YouTube. Lots of positive response, lots of negative responses. Do you have a feeling? And again, you mentioned, and I agree, that most of the people who are going to hate this thing are the ones that will post responses more so than the people who think it's funny. So, but do you feel there's any negative ultimately to your law practice?
Not at all. In fact, we still get lots of cases, and people say to me that you're not afraid of the establishment, you're not afraid to push the envelope, and you don't discriminate, and we like the fact that you go in with your steamroller, actually your bulldozer first and your steamroller later, and we like your style, and we like your directness, and we like, it's a breath of fresh air is what I've heard over and over, and that's what this was meant to be, humor, and it is just, if it's eye-opening for some, then so be it.
Okay, this is Chris Hardwick, host of At Midnight on Comedy Central.
It's time for our live challenge, Barely Legal. Barely Legal. It's not going to be the kind you want to see. For a lawyer, it's important to give off an air of professionalism and sophistication. On the other hand, you could take a tip from Michael A. Fimera, who recently made this video advertising his legal cervixes.
Could I please actually know what you've been charged with?
Oh, baby, it's so big.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to just give me some facts of what happened?
Rivers are in, pilots
are blue. They are.
Take yeah. off your clothes so I can go down on you.
Yeah, I have to actually end this conversation.
Comedians, your challenge is going to be to out-crazy this guy and come up with an even more inappropriate pitch for your legal services. We'll get your answers out.
All right, and then Sarah Silverman and two other comedians were on the panel. Okay, and now Mike's going to find the... We recorded... You got that? Okay, when Michael came in, we recorded the doll, and these are a couple things. There's just one thing. Okay, run it.
Well, you know what they say. You can never have too much sex.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
But she does say things that would be unairable, and you did not use any of those on the video.
No, I didn't. I thought that what she should... get from what people should get from her is that she comes in and she says what's on her mind. Some of it is a bit maybe taboo for some people, but I hear it all the time. I hear all kinds of things from personal injury cases where people said, I burned my private parts on my body when I sat on that toilet seat at Shell Station. I want Shell, service station. Gasoline, I want to sue them. They have a lot of money. And I hear all kinds of crazy things. So this wasn't any crazier. It's just that it happened to be a little doll who's dressed up with a lot of makeup and rouge and lipstick and wearing something a little tight. But I've seen much worse in my practice, especially when I was younger and a lot better looking. I think I had sometimes my secretary would want to say, she said, I'm sitting in with you because it doesn't look good. I was like, I didn't even know what she was talking about. But, I'm showing people, too, that the firm does not discriminate. In fact, a lot of what was said, you didn't hear, and nobody did. And we talked about the fact that this law firm will be very cordial, kind, as professional as possible. And we'll cut the conversation off if we feel that it's going beyond what it should. Because there are clients that are really, sadly, insane. And there's no other way to say it. Insane is the right word. And so we have to deal with them and right on the spot. And this was very spontaneous. It was not made up. It was just press the, and by the way, it's not a cord. You press the hand and it talks. And we didn't know it was going to come out of her mouth. Most of the time, we don't know what the heck's going to come out of our clients' mouths or potential clients. So that's the practice.
But the fact is, some women might think it's sexist. I don't know. The bottom line is, a lot of your clients are transgender, lesbians, gays, etc.
everything under the sun, and I don't ask them, and they don't tell. It's like, don't ask, don't tell. But I don't care what they are, but I do know that my main goal is to get them the very best results, whether it's a full acquittal, a trial, or the best compensation. And our results speak for themselves, and people know that. And they know that if I'm about ready to take the heat, I'm going to take the heat when it comes to the district attorney's office, the insurance companies who have sued and won against, as well as the big Caltrans and all these big governmental agencies. We're not afraid to stand our ground, and I'm not afraid to stand my ground here. It's free speech. It was a parody, and I think people should get over it, including some reference to the state bar. This is totally ridiculous. We have a right to advertise.
Come on.
You should see the ambulance chasers they don't go after, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
there you go.
This is very benign, really, in the reality of things, and it was intended as humor, and I find it humorous, and I've been a comedy writer for 42 years.
There you go.
Anyone wants to comment, 636-1350 is the phone number, 636-1350. Michael Fumara, it is Justice Gone Wild. We're going to take a quick look at traffic. Hold on.
764.
Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is Justice Gone Wild. We do it every Monday with Michael Fumara, a rock star local attorney for so many years here. We've been talking about this video that he did, had put it on his website. It went viral. It was on Comedy Central. The PD did a whole story on it on the front page on Saturday. We broke the whole story, of course, a week ago today with Michael, and we played the Comedy Central piece, and we just played it again. I want to point out something we've never pointed out, and I'm only doing that. It doesn't matter either way, but we do have a large gay and lesbian audience, listenership, and Michael Fumara is gay, and his videographer is here. Again, reintroduce her and explain all that.
Yeah, I met Kaya Kramer at a KBBF fundraiser because our firm likes to give money to various fundraisers, and they're a great organization, just as KSRO. And I found out that she was transgender. Do you think that changed my thinking? No, I thought, hell, I didn't know a transgender person even as a gay male. I just didn't know anybody who was transgender, except when I was younger, we'd go to clubs and there were some cross-dressers, but that was it. I did not know someone like her with her great talent, her beauty, and
you
her...
You are beautiful, by the way, my dear.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Some of the attorneys that I've introduced her to said, please, I'm getting really... I can't even use the words. I'm just getting excited about her. And so that's all good. It's good to be beautiful. Too bad I'm not anymore after all that bodybuilding those years.
You were a professional bodybuilder for many, many years.
I did competition bodybuilding.
Yeah, I know. Without, I've seen photos.
Thank you. Without drugs, without steroids.
You were hot, too.
Well, at one time. So
still.
he still is.
Well, anyway, I think her talents are what they are. She's very, very reasonable, and she doesn't charge a great deal of money, and she does a phenomenal job, and the quality of the videos are excellent, and she takes pride in her work, and she's extremely creative, and that's Kaya Kramer. I'm very proud to have her on my team. And I don't discriminate, okay?
And Kaya, explain, where did you grow up?
I was born in Thailand, but I came to the U.S. when I was very young with my family. And grew up in the Bay Area, Oakland, Lake Merritt area, San Leandro. Came up to Santa Rosa, you know, went to Santa Rosa High School, went to Santa Rosa Junior College.
Cool.
You know, UC Berkeley.
When did you know, how old were you when you knew you were in the wrong body?
I knew from the moment I could begin thinking.
Really?
But it took me 20 years to figure out that it was a bad idea not to act on it.
And now, tell us about what you do. I mean, you're a videographer. You have your own company.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you also work with KBBF
Radio. I'm a programmer at KBBF. I have a show called The Queer Life on KBBF 89.1 FM every Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
And as a videographer, you just developed that over the last number of years. Did you go to school for it? Or?
I went to a couple schools for it. At first, I went to the University of Google and figured everything out.
There you go.
And then I did film school and computers at UC Berkeley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you? Because now you're our official Drive videographer.
Woo! Yeah. She's my company is called Hangar Bay 94, and it's at hangarbay94.com.
Okay, B-A-Y?
B-A-Y.
Okay, Hangar Bay 94.
But Hangar is spelled H-A-N-G-A-R-B-A-Y.
Yeah.
It's a little different. It's not like hangar, like a hanging, yeah. Like a hanger in the closet.
Like a hanger for ships.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And how did you two meet? Yeah.
Like I said, at KBBF, there was a fundraiser. Our law firm likes to contribute to lots of nonprofits, and they do a lot of good work, too. So that's how I met her. And I met her with a prison guard who was also transgender and
correctional officer.
Yeah, sorry, a prison guard. Yeah, right. Let me get politically correct. Firefighter, not fireman. Okay, I'm learning. I can be educated.
So this thing has gone, as we said, viral all over the world. People hate it. People love it.
People laugh.
I laughed. I still laugh.
I still do, too.
Do you have any plans to continue?
Yeah, there's going to have to be a sequel to this.
And a prequel.
You should do a longer one.
We have a few ideas. I just want to make this fun, informative. If we can teach something with it, we'll do that. And all at the same time, continue to push the envelope. Let people know that law is not always boring. It's not always just dry and simple. It's not black and white. There's a lot of gray in law. And you have to think creatively outside the box. And I'm famous for that. In fact, sometimes I don't go to trial as much as many other attorneys because I've been able to really work efficiently, effectively, and creatively pulling together resolutions and settlements.
And by the way, if you need a great attorney law firm that handles just about every kind of law, it's fiumara.com. FIUMARA. Everyone thinks you're Asian, but you're my paisan. You're Italian.
Southern Italian. And then my mother's German, so it's a great Northern and Southern European Union.
FIUMARA, fiumara.com.
We also have avoidjailnow.com. That's easier.
Oh, yeah.
Avoidjailnow.com.
Any, what's our time, Mike? 1 minute. Ooh, okay, 1 minute. We will talk next week. Last week, we had discussed talking about what's going on in France. In fact, there's an article from the New York Times, French muzzle speech backing terror. There's some weird stuff after all the Je suis Charlie stuff over the last weeks. Nothing nor very little has been said about the free speech situation in France, which it blows me away.
Yeah, it's double standard.
Yeah, it is a double standard. We'll talk more about that next week. Kaya Kramer, great to meet you in person. Thank you so much. The website again?
HangarBay94.com.
All right.
And isn't she gorgeous?
She is gorgeous. And Fiumara.com, F-I-U-M-A-R-A, Fiumara.com. Thanks so much. We'll see you next one.
Next week.
Monday.
Next Monday. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget The Drive and KSRO with Sally Tomatoes presenting two great comedy shows coming up in February, including Mr. David Alan Greer live in Rohnert Park at Sally Tomatoes. We'll be talking a lot more about that and the other comedy shows with The Drive and Sally Tomatoes. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Drive.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, Santa Rosa, Petaluma.